All right, let's take a live look at Capitol Hill right now, where the Senate is in the middle of a votorama. That's when senators can offer an unlimited number of amendments to a piece of legislation and require the chamber to cast vote after vote. So let's bring in CBS News congressional reporter Torian Small, who is very busy today. Torian, you're just the man for the job. The votorama kicked off with a vote on whether to block the DOJ's anti-weaponization fund. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is amendments, constant amendments that both sides could add in order to change up this reconciliation package. That's to fund the departments or agencies under the Department of Homeland Security that was not funded, and that's why we saw the longest government shutdown in U.S. history over those two agencies. That's ICE and Customs and Border Patrol. Now, this votorama that Democrats are typically using, or right now utilizing the strategy for this votorama, is to essentially kill this anti-weaponization fund, even though Trump's acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said that the president would forgo pursuing that because of the immense pushback that he's received from Republicans, that he's received from federal courts. The problem, though, is that Democrats aren't trusting of his word. And that also extends to some Republicans. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina told us that if this were to go through and that this weaponization fund were to be attached to or make its way a reprisal at some point, he doesn't see a pathway forward for Todd Blanche to become the permanent attorney general. It has to go through Senate confirmation, and he doesn't believe that Republicans in his conference are on board with it as it stands.